Stanley Marshall's official title is Supervisor of Flavor, but he's not particular about titles.
Just fish taster. That sounds fine to me.
Marshall is much more discriminating when it comes to his work. He tastes up to 400 samples of farm-raised catfish a day, and if the fish don't meet his standards, his company doesn't buy them.
And the ones that we look for have what we call just a mild or sweet type flavor, and usually anything other than that, we reject those.
During the hot summer months, when algae becomes hard to control in nearby ponds, catfish can take on a woody or leathery flavor, and Marshall rejects up to 80% of the samples he tastes.
Hey, Mr. Stock.
Hello, Stanley. What's happening?
This morning, farmer George Stock has brought in catfish from two of his ponds in a Ziploc plastic bag. Marshall takes the samples to his sink and prepares them for tasting.
He has taken the whole fish, cut the tail section from the fish, and put it in the bag and brought it to us. So we'll just wash this, put it in the lunch bag, and then microwave.
Marshall's tasting kitchen has 5 microwaves, and on busy days, they're all in use. So as he waits for Farmer Stock's catfish to cook, some other samples are ready. Marshall tears open the steaming brown paper bag, sniffs, and puts a forkful in his mouth.
Well, this one, I would reject it because it has that offensive odor to it. It tastes more like a sewage or woody type odor, so we don't want to process these.
There's a lot riding on Stanley Marshall's taste buds. A bad batch of catfish could hurt Delta Pride's reputation and cost the company millions of dollars. On the other hand, catfish farming is capital intensive, and a delay in harvesting 1 or 2 ponds could put a farmer under. 12 years of tasting, though, has made Marshall pretty confident about his ability to tell the good catfish from the bad.
I can tell the farmer, look him straight in the eye, and tell him his pond is off flavor, and it doesn't bother me any.
And he rarely gets an argument from farmers, who by now have heard the Stanley Marshall stories. There was the time Marshall detected a faint beer scent on a freshly cooked sample. It turns out the farmer had brought his catfish to Marshall in a plastic bucket that had previously been filled with empty beer cans.
I didn't actually know what brand it was, but I knew it was beer. It was probably Budweiser, though.
Another time, Marshall caught a whiff of an even more peculiar aroma.
To me, it just smelled like a dog sitting in front of you panting, and you know how his breath smells.
Turns out a Labrador Retriever had gotten hold of the samples in the back of the farmer's pickup truck.
And he pretty well took my word on his samples being one way or the other, all flavor or own.
By now, the samples brought in by Farmer Stock a few minutes earlier are ready for tasting.
This one tastes okay. It actually tastes pretty good. It's cooked with the skin on, no seasoning, it's just plain fish. And I think this fish tastes pretty good. I haven't tasted one this good a flavor in a while.
One advantage of Marshall's job is that he doesn't have to bring his lunch to work. But there are limits to the amount of catfish a person can eat in one day.
I notice you just spit that sample out.
Usually I don't swallow these all day long. After sampling fish all day long, if I swallowed all of them, I would feel pretty nauseated by the end of the day.
Now you might think that after tasting catfish all day long for a dozen years, catfish would be the last thing Stanley Marshall would want to see on his dinner plate. Not so. He likes catfish baked, broiled, or best of all, fried golden brown. Any way but microwave. I'm Dan Collison.
That one smells bad. More of a damp basement type odor. So we don't want to process any of these fish, because I'm sure the customers wouldn't want to eat those.
We walk along the creek, me and my miss. She gave me a hug and a great big kiss. She held me close and said, I love you. I said, I got all of this and fishing too.
Catfish, boogie, woogie, boogie, woogie, boogie, woogie.
Catfish, boogie, woogie, boogie, woogie, boogie, woogie.
Catfish, boogie.